The American Philosophical Association is more than 100 years old. So what, you might ask? Well, that's just the response the association did not want. The philosophers struggled with ways to make their field more sexy. A book didn't seem to be the answer. A series of symposia was too predictable. So the American Philosophical Association decided on a compact disc. From Nashville Public Radio, Scott Hewler reports.
This is philosophy.
The question comes up, as James says, you know, does the world promise anything, right? Can we help make of the world something better than it has been?
This now, is philosophy.
The answer is twofold. Yes, there is life, and yes, it does have a meaning. Okay?
Well, okay, but what's the point?
To get to the stage where we can say hopefully something of significance in plain language to people who are ready to hear.
That's John Locks, who teaches philosophy at Vanderbilt University. As chair of the American Philosophical Association Centennial Committee, Locks was in charge of finding a way to get more than guys with patches on their elbows to care that the association was celebrating its 100th birthday.
It's very nice that an organization would be that old, but basically, when all is said and done, the best you could do would be an incredibly boring event. I mean, how can you celebrate an association being 100 years old? You hardly even want to celebrate a person being 100 years old.
So Locks cut to the chase. Instead of celebrating itself, the association would celebrate philosophy. But Locks needed a recognizable voice.
Philosophy seems so harmless. And yet, in dictatorships, philosophers have always been among the very first people to be silenced.
So at the suggestion of a mutual friend, Locks called John Cleese. In addition to being an actor and one of the founders of Monty Python, Cleese also loves philosophy. Cleese recorded 22 brief philosophical radio pieces that Locks and his committee wrote. The pieces, varying in length from 30 seconds to a minute, are kind of philosophical pretzel nuggets, little, salty, bite-sized bits of philosophy designed for mass consumption and easy digestion. Their length varies, Locks says, because just try getting a philosopher to stick to a time limit on anything. The pieces will be sent on CD to any radio station that wants them. That's any station that wants them. Imagine.
All right, stick around. We got Freebird coming right up. But first, take a listen to this.
America's philosophers are at work in corporations, labor unions, medical centers and hospices. And of course, every day they provoke thinking.
Whoa!
And remember, the point isn't just telling people philosophy is good. Philosophy, Locke says, solves life's essential problems.
Philosophy has important things to offer with respect to how we stand in Afghanistan and about the war on terrorism and how to conduct that and what kind of wars to fight and how to fight them.
Locke hopes the 22 little bits on the CD will get people thinking about philosophy and maybe calling their local philosopher.
I'd get telephone calls, not often enough. I get telephone calls, somebody says, you know, I read this thing about Schopenhauer, a 19th century German philosopher, and he said something that really bothered me. What about that? What do you think about that? And of course, it turns out that it's not about Schopenhauer, but about the person himself. But Schopenhauer elicited this worry and this concern, and then we talk.
Or, as Locke succinctly says, all your problems aren't in your head. Your girlfriend may tell you to call a therapist, but
it may not be that you're doing philosophy. It may just be that you're needing philosophy.
Whatever the problem you're facing.
Hey, look! How it's being eaten!
Is it?
For NPR News, I'm Scott Hewler in Nashville.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
I mean, what's it all about?
Face me.
Why are we here?